This year's elections were feared by the population because of the trauma of the 2019 elections, characterized by massive frauds and arrests of opponents. Unfortunately, this was the case today, with many images and videos circulating of ballot stuffing, opposition assessors prevented from entering the polling station by policemen, and the army, which intervened, especially on the island of Anjouan, to collect the ballot polls at midday, 4 hours before the official closing. We haven't been able to get the participation rates yet, but I think it was quite high despite the many obstacles to vote.
One segment of the opposition had called for a boycott. Did you see signs of any boycott?
Overall, the population did not follow the boycott instructions and went to the polls. We do not yet have the participation figures, but the population went to the polls.
What are some of the issues that Comorians say motivated them to vote or not to vote? The economy or just politics?
As I said earlier, the 2019 elections were experienced as a real trauma. The hardening of the regime, the ban of demonstrating or holding public political meetings, the imprisonment of several political leaders, the government's control over legislative and judicial power have all worn out the Comorians. In addition, the COVID crisis, inflation, electricity problems, and unemployment have not helped matters. It is all this that motivated the Comorians to go to the polls for a change.
There were allegations of irregularities during the 2019 election. What can you tell us about preparations leading to Sunday's vote?
In 2019, we had not only frauds, but also arrests of opponents. But seeing what happened, we can say that the irregularities and frauds were more massive today than in 2019. You should know that the president appoints the members of the Supreme Court, which deals with the electoral issues, but also he appoints the members of the Independent National Electoral Commission, who is independent only in name. And despite the concentration in his hands of all this power, the electoral code has been often violated by the government, but also by the electoral commission itself. So the opposition does not have much room to maneuver, but is counting on the exasperated population to secure the elections as best they can.
We know that President Assoumani changed the constitution to remove term limit. What term is President Assoumani running for this time around? Is it the third term or the fourth term?
Yes, indeed, he organized a referendum in 2018, which was boycotted by the opposition, by the way. And he changed the constitution, which allowed him to organize the 2019 elections. Normally, his mandate was from 2016 to 2021. So now, for us, he's therefore running a third term.